Hi, this is Anne-Marie, and this is another quick tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series, which I'm featuring on this podcast, specifically for coaches and consultants to help you go from invisible to influential, a trusted authority in your industry, the choice versus just a choice when your ideal client's ready to move forward. Here's today's tip. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt that you're just not good enough? In fact, you feel like a fraud, or maybe you doubt your competence and your ability. Well, if you've said yes, then you're certainly not alone. In fact, out of the thousands of conversations that I've had with executives and even with entrepreneurs, confirms that the feeling of not feeling good enough doesn't just distinguish between men and women or different nationalities or different ages or even how much experience and knowledge and expertise that you have. There is one difference, though, between those people who experience and what I'm sure we've all heard as imposter syndrome, and that is that the difference is that some people just don't let their insecurities keep them from taking action, from sharing their message or saying yes to that opportunity that's in front of them. Now, I remember one of my podcast guests and I were chatting after we'd finished the live stream and we were wrapping up the show and we were just casually chatting about her business and how far she'd come. And I'd asked her the question, you know, looking back over the last decade in your business, what's been the greatest lesson? And she answered, "Until recently, I've realized that I've been playing small and I could have been much farther along in the growth of my business. And I guess that inner critic telling me, who did I think I was? And who did I think that I could make that impact? That was keeping me stuck." Now, I'm sure we can all relate to her content. So my message for you today is this: tell imposter syndrome and your inner critic that you're not the fraud it is, so it can take a hike. I'm serious. Don't even sit still long enough for your inner critic, your doubts, your insecurities to tell you who do you think you are, you can't, you won't, or any other BS for that matter, because it's just not serving you, nor is it serving the people that you are here to support. So the next time your inner critic or imposter syndrome dares to raise his or her ugly head, before he or she can even get that word out, or if you're thinking that thought, then just say stop, that you can and you will, even if you don't feel completely ready yet, because guess what? No one really ever feels completely ready. No one ever feels or is in a situation where they go, well, everything is perfect. Just let me share with you, no one does, no matter how much experience that they have under their belt. There's always more to learn. There's always more to tweak and there's always more to improve on. And you're going to continue to do that anyway, as you continue to share your message right now, because what you have learned, what you've experienced, including the challenges that you've overcome and the steps that you've come up with to help you overcome those challenges, those are the exact things that your ideal client needs to hear. So go ahead and share it. Say yes to that opportunity today. Your ideal client's waiting for you to share your message. The only question is, will you? You've been listening to another tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series. I'll be back with another tip next week. In the meantime, this is a special message if you're a coach or a consultant. Are you struggling to stand out online? Maybe you feel unnoticed, unheard, and invisible. Go ahead and access my free masterclass on how to become distinguishable, uncopyable, and irresistible to your ideal client, even if you're in a crowded marketplace. Go to industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. That's industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. I'll see you in the masterclass.